What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to a football today in about 10 minutes, and then the Lions for the first time in a while. Camp is open. We've got some I have a bold declaration I'd like to make, and I just wonder, Rico's going to keep receipts. I wonder who wants to ride with me on this. We'll get to it. But you have something, sir. You have a piece of news, and I want you to share it with everybody. It's a fun one-segment talker.
Yeah, Mike, I've gotten this from multiple people now, including over on the J side. The Detroit, according to BetMGM, the Detroit Pistons over 24.5 wins is the most bet NBA season win total this offseason. 95% of the bets and 97% of the money are on the over.
Okay. Now, I think some of that is
back.
It's common sense. They just can't be that bad again. But the fact that Vegas put 24.5 out there is what is very jarring. They're not in the business of easy. They're not in the business of discounts. It's like if you approach Michigan State's win total of 4.5 as free money. You know what? He's the champion. No. Vegas doesn't make it easy. So I'm with you that sitting here, my initial reaction is, come on, they got to win at least 25 games. Jesus. Mind you, 25-52 is you don't get a gold star.
I mean, when you add the 52, it does sound a lot worse. But yeah, 25 wins sounds better than 25-52.
It'd actually be 25-57. I'd like to apologize on that. 25-57. But what was that?
What? And he's going crazy over a bet. Jesus Christ.
What happened? What's wrong?
Olympic soccer.
Wait, no.
I had a couple extra minutes on my hands this afternoon, and I placed a couple of small, very small wagers on Olympic soccer. It's on. I'm going to probably bet on the USA. They're starting at 3, I believe.
I like a horse in the fifth race at Saratoga. It's 10-1. How about we do that?
Okay.
How about something that we know something about?
I don't know anything about this, but they just scored, so I got pretty excited about that.
I could tell. I could hear it through bulletproof glass.
Apologies.
Thank you. all right, Rico, back to the thing. So hold on.
95% of the bets, 95% of the...
Right now, let's get real. Mm-hmm. And PSA, I'm not encouraging anyone to do this. It would be irresponsible to do it. But for the sake of radio, I'm going to ask Rico a provocative question. 3 months mortgage payment, and you got to bet over or under. You would never do this, nor should anyone.
No.
But I'm saying you got to take that quarterly mortgage note and you go over or under. Is it that much of a cinch you would go over? See, only in terms like this can you get a real answer.
No.
So you wouldn't. So you don't view it as a sure thing.
I don't
see. That's not Kenny's Olympic soccer. That's a different thing.
No, because that means, man, if Cade goes down,
that's why I don't like future bets.
Oh,
but I'm making a point to you. If I would feel better about it had Vegas lobbed a 30 out there. I know that's counterintuitive. Where you're like, wait, why would you want a higher number? Because I do believe. The odds makers know more than us. The odds makers, algorithmically, they're not just throwing numbers out there. And no, it's not that they don't get things wrong. It's that they usually are right on. And if they're wrong, it ain't by much. 24.5 is scary as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I don't think any of us expect them to be even mediocre, much less good. But can you imagine another year and they're 24-58? That's what we got. That's we signed Cade's extension. We brought in Tobias and some dead bodies, and you know the young guys will develop. Will they? Fun. We'll take that. How you living? So, look, I thought it was interesting. But I'm not with the people running to the window and going, oh, over, easy. No. When you put the 3 months mortgage on it, it's going to give you some pause. And you go, why would the odds makers have this so low? Is it because they like me?
No, because, Mike, when you say the 25, it sounds easy.
Yeah, doesn't it?
But when you attach the losing part to it, that's when you're like, whoa, wait. They're going to be awful. That means they can't sustain any injuries.
Right.
And then they'll hit 25.
You just have to be a shade over 3 wins a month to get to 25.
I was just about to break it down. Like, how many wins per month? Yeah, three wins.
3.5.
Mike, does the fact that it's that heavy, I mean, you're the betting guy out of all of us. If the fact that it's that heavily bet upon on one side make
terrifies
you think,
me.
Vegas has to know something here. Otherwise, it wouldn't be that lopsided.
It terrifies me.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Kenny, I would have felt better if the
Sharks are on there.
No. I'm just saying, look, maybe it's easy money. Maybe everyone got a free roll from the odds makers. But I'm actually more scared the number's that low. It's the same thing with Michigan State. Michigan State football's over-under is 4.5, and you go, whoa, stop the clock. Come on, look at the schedule. They got to win at least 5 games, which, by the way, still absolute ass. But when you look at it, what was the over-under last year? 5.5. You know what I contend? They knew about Mel Tucker before anyone else.
And you always say this, Vegas doesn't give away free rolls. The lights are bright for a reason, like you always say. I mean, there's no way that that's
look at it in the accident. NFL. How come you never see win totals of 13 or 12 and a half? Go ahead.
They knew about Tucker in the hotel room or just Tucker getting fired?
I bet you they knew about the hotel room and where it would lead and that he, in their mind, in pricing the line, remember, to bet the over, they were begging you to bet the over at like plus 160. The under was juiced, and nobody could figure out why. I bet you they knew Mel Tucker wasn't going to last the first couple weeks of the season. Yes, if you think that's tinfoil, work with me.
No, at this point, this is why I say I just don't understand why they don't all come together and cure cancer. Because apparently the most
it's cheaper to treat cancer than cure it. I think that's why there's no cure.
Smartest people in the world live in Vegas because they just
know. Their job is making money. They don't care about people dying. They want money.
I guess.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it's their
more people business. Alive, more people bet.
Perfect. I want you at the next gambling convention. Rico's main speech. More people live, more people bet. By R.L. Beard.
I want that on the next campaign. Yes. Ad.
David, couple ticket texts and we'll get to a little football today.
Pistons, 22 wins, so I take the under. Steve Armada. Somebody says, under Mike, book it. Under 24.5 is a lock.
See?
One person. Pistons over 24.5 all day. New coach worth 6-plus wins. Functional wings for spacing worth 8-plus wins. 28 wins, probably the reality.
Now, mind you, is anyone excited about 28 wins?
Mm-mm.
See, this is where a franchise...
The fact that I don't want to have to sweat out a quarterly mortgage payment.
Right.
On this...
No.
On this team.
Would never, ever. I was doing it just for effect.
No, but that put it in perspective when you start thinking like that. Or if you said, okay, put 3 car notes down on this thing.
It's what I do to Cookies all the time because he gets all hopped up and he's a degen. And it's like, no, Jim, hold on. Back up for a second. Let's talk real stakes. You got to explain to your wife if this goes sideways, that you really hurt your financial position. Now, what do you think about this game? I always have to reel him in. It's like a dog on a collar. And I just got to be like, uh-uh, we're going this way. So that's all. But think about this, and this will be my last thing with it. What bothers me the most about the offseason they had, it isn't the fact that they're not going to be that good. That's not on Trajan Langdon. It's that they didn't stock the war chest to greatly alter their future. Think about it. Let's say they go 27-55. Hey, you hit your over. 27-55. You're not within 10 games of the play-in. You don't have first-round picks. You still owe the Knicks one. How did we truly improve? Well, we developed some of the kids. If it's 27-55 and Ron Holland does the unthinkable and plays 15, 17 minutes a night, believe it or not, I'd actually be kind of positive about it. But Rico, I don't know if Ron Holland's playing this year. I think the best thing they could do for the young man is put him in the G League until Christmas, at least. No, I'm just saying. No. I mean, he's a kid.
I'm thinking Easter, but okay.
All right. Ron Holland has risen along with JC. 248. All right, so there you go. There's your one segment. Barriga, be careful. 24.5 looks too easy. That ain't how it works. 248-539-9797. Get a little football today next.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.